Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hold on, guys. I'm making brownies. I don't want to burn them. I checked them two times and the inside was still wait. Hold on. My house is quiet because I don't have the girls. It's not ready. It's still jiggling like ass cheeks. Hold on. Put a timer on here. It's 2:07. I gotta go to the office tomorrow. And it's Martin Luther King's birthday, but my job doesn't give a fuck about Black people holidays. We gotta be at work, so it's my office week, so I gotta go to the office. And so Ari's with her dad and Yaya's with Chrissy, her second mom. And I'm trying to catch up on podcasts. Kroger got me for my chicken. So I scanned for some chicken. I paid for it. I forgot to bag it. And so I told them I left it at the self-checkout. And it was like, bring your receipt. And then I looked at myself. I said, Chantal, you're putting trash out. You're in your t-shirt and drawers. And you're baking brownies. Realistically, are you going to leave the house for a rotisserie chicken? I'm not. So kudos to Kroger. I'll get them back some other time.
I'll get you, Gadget.
But for this episode, I want to talk about finding joy in silent changes. I thought about this podcast, this episode, because I think people are stuck into this idea that every change you go through, every growth you go to has to be televised, has to be on social media, has to be told to somebody, and it doesn't. You can have your own private joy in accomplishing whatever the fuck you want to accomplish. A lot of what we do doesn't have to be shared. The idea that everyone needs to know every day what's happening in your process is not legit. So have your quiet achievements. You can travel solo and be safe. Tell 5 people you trust where you are. Share your location. Check in. Because I think for men, sometimes it's easier to travel solo. For women, it's kind of hard because you can't travel with your weapons that you could have in the United States everywhere. You just can't. And you can start a business quietly and not tell anybody. You're probably better off not telling anybody that that's your business. So people will be more likely to support it because they like the product and not because it's you. Sometimes when you let people in on what you're doing or what you have going on, they start to feel obligated for your information. They start to feel obligated for who you're seeing. They start to feel obligated for when are you going to post the baby? And it's kind of like, park your brakes, pause. What I share with you is what I share with you. What I don't share with you is what I don't share with you. And when I think about that, I think about this idea of wealth and fame and I never want to be famous. Like the shit that people go through being famous and having a world of strangers want to have access to you and your family at all times is insane to me. I want to be able to go to Walmart and still have wealth coming out my booty hole for my kids and their kids. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to have wealth and be comfortable and have good health and a great lifestyle and still be able to go sit at a restaurant without a whole bunch of people coming in my face and asking for an autograph. Like, I never want to be famous. And most of the time, people who pay attention to you are the ones that hate you being better. And that is why it's just easier to find joy in silent wins, silent achievements, than to make an announcement to everybody, because somebody is going to find a reason to hate you for it. Somebody is going to find a reason to be mad that you got a new house, be mad that you got a new car, be mad that you completed college, be mad that your man is not leaving you for the next bitch. He actually is proposing and he's actually going through with the wedding. You know, everything doesn't have to be shared. Every dream doesn't have to be talked about to everybody. And today's episode is about finding joy in silent wins. Welcome back, bitches. It's your girl, Shan. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Boom, 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 boom. Let's get into it. Do these new kids even make beats on desk anymore? Ugh. They are so lame. Anyway, yeah. So I want y'all to stop holding on to this pressure and this expectation of showing the good in your life to everybody. You know how people would be like in their relationship and telling everybody that I'm in a relationship? I've never given a fuck about that on Facebook. When I did have Facebook, I don't have Facebook anymore. For the reason of, if I really wanted you to know what's going on in my life, I would tell you. If I don't talk to you all the time, then I don't want you to know. If I don't care to let you know, then you don't need to know. And so that's why I got my ass the fuck off of Facebook, because I'm just like, who are these people, Harpo? Okay. When it comes to Instagram, I still don't post who I'm in a relationship with. I still don't post who's dicking me down. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that's anybody's business. You deserve to have your joy with who you have joy with. And you don't have to tell everybody. You don't have to make sure everyone witnesses it. You can make your decision on your wedding dress, and you don't have to bring six people to have an opinion about your motherfucking wedding dress. That is another reason why I never crave to have a wedding, because you think I'm about to ask somebody's opinion about what I'm about to wear for my husband one time? I'm not. I don't give a fuck. Let me go check my brownie. Hold on. I'm back. I didn't burn them. I actually love baking. I love baking things. But I don't like to let people know I love baking, because don't put me on your to-do list of things you want me to do, because I don't like that. I don't like people having the expectation of what Chantal is about to do because she likes doing that thing, so she should do it. I don't like that. Anyway. To make goals and achievements that will give you satisfaction, I think that's cool. I think that's what gives people fulfillment. But to have this idea that you only want to do something so social media can see, now that is a motherfucking problem. Because you will start to feel like nothing great is going on in your life because it's not postable. Is that a word? But it's the word today. If it's not something that can be posted, it's kind of like it never happened. If it's not a vehicle that other people will envy you for having, you don't want to post it. If the flowers are a certain brand or from a certain place or not big enough, then you don't want to post it. If a person, She Gets a Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. layoffs are still happening, and people have lost loved ones, and the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not it's not helping, and it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Outfit is not this, then you don't want to post it. You know what I'm saying? It's so lame. And I think people who don't post every inch of their life, it leaves something to the imagination and something you would want to find out. Like today, I feel like dating is harder because people's information is too easily accessed. Like, you would really have to go out on a date to really get to know somebody. Now all you need is their Instagram. Now all you need is their TikTok. Now all you need is like their Twitter and see what they say on a weekly basis. For me, I've never been on a date with a stranger on purpose. So anybody that I do go out on a date with, I know and they know me. So of course the conversation would have to be deeper. Of course, the insight would have to be on another level in person. But that's most of the challenge that people are challenged with. And a lot of people out here don't have a deeper level. They live surface lives. And that's why when people meet them, the curiosity is short-lived because, bitch, I know everything about you already. Or you're a man that has social media but doesn't want to post, but you have all these people that you're following and you don't post shit, which tells me you're a fucking creep. Anybody that, I'm gonna tell you right now, this is a PSA. Anybody that wants to follow me, doesn't have pictures, we have never spoken, I've never met you in person, but you want to follow me? No, you're blocked. I don't give a fuck of who you know that I know that you think you know. Like, I don't want nobody lurking on any of my pages that I don't talk to, that creatively we don't exchange anything, and the way you have interest in me, I don't have interest in you. I don't want you following my page. Now, if you browse through and you see my page and you like something, cool, but don't ask to follow me because I'm going to block you. Because what I look like giving you all access, insight on who I am, and you're a fucking mystery box of chocolates. Nah, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight. But I had to take a little mind detour on that. The other good thing about posting, about silent changes, is like, if the plans don't work out, nobody will know that your plans didn't work out. If your expectation was not up to par, nobody would know that that shit fell short. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. A little dusty. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can, with just a click of your button on your phone, your Android, or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are, because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me, and there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay? If you don't post every fucking thing. Like, people who really set up a camera to watch them fake wake up, watch them fake hug their kids, watch them fake kiss on their man, watch them fake get into their car. When I go to the fucking gas station, I have my bag, my phone, and my peace on me to keep the peace, right? I'm not looking to where I could post up my phone so I can make content. Like, y'all kill me with this content shit. I think content is cool when there's something cool to make content about. But you going to the fucking gas station or getting your coffee or grocery shopping, this is not a reality show. You are not anybody important. Please get your fucking pancake mix off the counter and get the hell out my way. Like, let's be for real. Silence or you not posting all the time doesn't mean you're lonely or nothing great is going on in your life. It means that you like shit that means something. When you're silent, when you spend enough time being silent and being consistent about something important to you, you'll get more clarity about.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Oh, the people you need in your life and the people you don't. You know, if you spend a lot of time not seeing a person that used to come around a lot, you'll start to feel if this person was pivotal in your life to begin with. And if they can't come around or you can't come around, you start to get a clear idea of what is this person's purpose anyway? Or I was wasting so much time dealing with this person when this person was just popping up. And I think it's very important for people to share their own fucking silence, share their own wins with themselves, date yourself, visit your favorite people, because there's so much joy in the process of your own accomplishments, so you can learn how to be proud of you, because when you do hear a compliment from someone else, it'll be easier to take. And a lot of people don't know how to take a compliment because they don't spend enough time being self-aware about their small achievements that they should have kept to their fucking self. You start to feel like nothing good is going on in your life and nothing good is going right because you don't have a crowd cheering you on. Most of the time, you don't need a crowd. Most of the time, you're going to have to be the person cheering yourself on. And when people start to learn that cheering yourself on is better than you waiting for someone to show up for you, you'll be more content. So please, enjoy you more. Enjoy you at your better. And enjoy your changes. But you don't have to let the world know about your fucking changes, know about the process, or anything like that. But if you choose to, cool. But don't make people feel like they must get an invite to what's going on in your life because you don't have to. Find joy in your silent changes and live your fucking lives. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to go have my brownies because Häagen-Dazs ice cream was on sale at Kroger for $2 for $4.99, okay? And then after I went to Kroger, I went to Walgreens, and they had a nerve to have a little thing of Haagen-Dazs ice cream in there for $7 a pint. Okay? I laugh in the face of danger, because the fuck, I got that shit for the free ski. But anyway, good luck on adulting, because ew. And be great until I come back on this mic. Deuces.